SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Read Across Jamaica Day, and later, a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert School Competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
Gotta keep reading.
When was the last time you got your hands on a good page-turner? One that transported you to realms otherwise unknown, taking you on an unforgettable adventure. If it's been a while, then consider the possibility of finding a new title to delve into. Representatives from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, along with other public and private sector partners, planned and executed several activities for Read Across Jamaica Day on Tuesday, May 9. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid visited at least 2 schools to spend time reading with students.
The significance of Read Across Jamaica Day is, first of all, to signal through reading how it socializes our students to focus on education, because one of the first key achievements in terms of learning is to be able to read. Once you're able to read, knowledge is available to you.
Let's get the facts and use them up. Collaborate.
The minister emphasizes that literacy is critical to the teaching and learning process.
And for Jamaica to compete in this new global age, the fourth industrial revolution, when we want all our children to move into higher education, we have to make sure that the foundation is strong. The foundation and cornerstone of the education system is the ability to read.
Collins Publishing is one of the partners who visited schools to read with students. Marketing representative Alicia McDonald says this is not an uncommon practice for the company, which regularly visits schools island-wide.
Actually, we are promoting our Big Cat series in various schools. At Jesse Rupal, we have one in Kensington. We have one at Friendship Primary. Yes, at some of the schools, especially the infant schools, we go in and we read to the children and give away books.
Rachel McDonald is an early childhood commissioner and director at Fundaciones, one of the institutions the minister visited. She says members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force also came on board.
Our slogan today is Read for JA, and we've been doing it at a number of schools. So we have about 170 policemen reading in schools island-wide. We have people from all walks of life reading in basic schools. It's a really big initiative for us at the Early Childhood Commission, and we're really excited that the minister could have come to this school, to Alpha, just to endorse the message.
The general theme for this year was Literacy Matters. Read aloud, promote collaboration and confidence in children. On that note, make every day a day to read, whether it's in your personal time or with a child. The ongoing process of public sector modernization has contributed to improvements to customer service throughout government ministries, departments, and agencies, though there is still more to be done. It's part of outcome number 8 under Vision 2030, creating an enabling business environment. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339 to learn more. Time now for a child care tip. Read a book with your child. While spending time with them, they are learning new words to expand their vocabulary. And, depending on the book, you are taking them on an adventure. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.